glad to get the day in, to be honest with you. If you looked at the weather last night and this morning, it wasn't supposed to happen, but we got out here, and I'm glad we did. And I hope we can get out this afternoon as well.
Would you go inside if you...
Yeah, if we have to. I don't want to, but it's nice to be outside. We have a little space. You got a lot of people, you know, roaming around there. Unfamiliar territory, so spread them out a little bit.
Tom, what do you like about Curry?
He worked out well for us. Of course, he was the fourth pick in the draft. And I looked at some of the grades, and the grades were outstanding on him. So, you know, so he's anxious to have an opportunity, and we're anxious to provide him with one. And hopefully the two will meet, and we'll get a player who a very talented player who can come into the Giant organization and play the way he was graded coming out of college.
Had you ever seen any of that in the NFL?
Not really, but I didn't study him. You know, we studied him coming out, and then kind of, okay, he's drafted. He's playing in Seattle. So, but he definitely a talented kid. Worked out well. Nice. Probably, you know, he'll get down a little bit. Weight was a little bit up, but he had warmed up well before he worked out, and he probably lost a couple of 3 pounds while he was running.
In your experience, when you have a guy like that, obviously got a lot of talent, didn't quite fulfill his potential. Does it ever come back later in their careers where, you know, a few years down the line they start playing like everybody thought they could, or is it usually more?
Well, I hope so. That's the whole deal. Yeah. No, everybody hopes that way. You know, I don't think there's any. I wouldn't say there's any reference point for me to go talking about anybody, but yeah, that's the idea.
Jerry said more of a middle linebacker or a Sam.
Probably. You know, we'll see how it fits. I'm sure he can. You know, he's a bigger NFL type mold linebacker. You know, he'd probably play at 255 or somewhere in there. So,
how did Pugh look like at right tackle?
He's been there the whole camp, so yeah. He's getting better every day. He's more comfortable with it. The language barrier is becoming a little bit easier for him, as it is for the others.
Did you mention after the draft, when you drafted Moore, that, you know, he's a young guy and maybe some maturity issues. When he comes in here, do you talk to him about it right away?
I will. We bring him in this weekend so we can keep him here. So I'll have an opportunity.
And you mentioned that Saturdays were good, but maybe Monday and Fridays weren't so good.
That's kind of the way, I'm just repeating what was told to me, you know. But I, you know, to his credit, he's come out and practiced hard and kind of had a smile on his face, done what he's told to do, and he's learning as he goes, obviously. So like to keep him that way, hungry and not sure, you know.
I mean, 20 is, there's a lot of young guys up here.
Yeah.
You guys obviously talk a lot about Cooper Taylor as a combination of size. Has that translated onto the practice field so far?
We'll see. You know, it's very early. There's been no, you know, there's no nickel, there's no substituted defense. So he's been base, he's a safety, and we're dropping the safeties down right away against two back sets. So hopefully it'll transfer over into the sub package.
You know, it's non-contact drills. Is there anybody unexpected that's looked out of you
in the first
couple of days?
You know, there's a player here or there that flashes. There's pretty much every play somebody does something that gets your attention a little bit. So but to say any one continuous guy, I think probably one of the things that continues to grow on you is the way the quarterback has, you know, responded to a new system and first time ever, and shown some ability to lead in the huddle, and the huddle pays attention to him, and the offensive line seems to have responded pretty well to him, and he's throwing the ball on occasion well. So, but there's been others, you know. The runner has looked good on occasion and done some good things. Defensively, the front people, Hank has made a nice play today. Moore made a play. So,
Tom, I understand Perry had a death in the family. I mean, obviously you're feeling for him, but I mean, when he's not here, do the guys, the position coaches, take on more responsibility, or do you go and spend more time on that?
Well, in something like this, which is very, very basic, the coaches just pick it up and go with it. You know, organizationally, it's the same thing. The signals are made by Jim Herman, and the calls come from the sideline that way, and Pete's run some of the pass drill type things, and so they just kind of jump in. And what happens in a camp like this when it's a first-timer, the players are very much involved with their position coach anyway. The coordinators start the meetings off, but then quickly, boom, you know, they're into their individual rooms, and that's where they're going to learn the most. So it's just a continuation of that. We all feel very bad for Perry and his family. Perry did the best he could this week under difficult circumstances, and then left out of here Friday. Okay? Anybody else? Okay. Thank you.